哈利路亚，奉主是圣名，我们在这里一同来聚会。
Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we worship together.
那今天晚上我们用路加福音第十六章来做彼此的学习。
We are going to be using the book of Luke chapter 16 as our mutual encouragement.
我们请大家一起来翻到路加福音的第十六章。
Let us turn to the book of Luke chapter 16.
路加福音的十六章从一开始，这里讲到主耶稣所说的一个比喻。
In Luke chapter 16, it starts with a parable that was spoken by Lord Jesus.
那我们今天晚上就用这个比喻来做我们彼此学习的内容。
And today we're going to be using this parable as a subject of our learning today.
我们请翻到十六章的第一节。
Let us turn to Luke chapter 16, verse 1.
第一节
Verse one.
耶稣又对门徒说有一个 财主的管家别人向他主人告他浪费主人的财物第二节
Verse two.
主人叫他来对他说我听见你这事怎么样呢把你所经管的交代明白因你不能再做我的管家第三节
Verse three.
第三节那管家心里说主人辞我不用我再做管家我将来做什么锄地呢无力讨饭呢怕羞第四节
Verse four.
我知道要怎样行好叫人在我不做管家之后接我到他们家里去第五节
Verse five.
于是把欠他主人债的一个一个地叫来问头一个说你欠我主人多少第六节
Verse six.
说一百篓油管家说拿你的账快坐下写五十第七
Seven.
又问一个说你欠多少他说一百担麦子管家说拿你的账写八十第八节
Verse 8
主人就夸奖这不义的管家做事聪明因为今世之子在世事之上较比光明之子更加的聪明、在这里是主耶稣所说的一个比喻
From verse 1 through 8 is a parable that was spoken by Lord Jesus.
但是在这个比喻当中，它的内容比较不一样。
But in this parable, the content is a little different.
甚至有些信徒在读完以后百思不解。
To the point where some members, after reading this parable, has lots of questions.
因为我们所看见的是一个坏人。
Because what we see is a bad person.
在这里讲到说这个管家是个不好的人。
And here it says that this steward is not a good person.
他浪费他主人的财物。
He wasted his master's resources.
他又滥用手上的权力。
And he also misused the authority in his hands.
但是一个这样子不忠不义的坏人。
But this bad person who is unjust and unfaithful.
但是到最后，主人却称赞他做事聪明。
But yet, at the end, the master commended him.
所以我们在看这一段的时候，常常会觉得很奇怪。
So when we read this parable, we often find it a little weird.
我们不是说我们做人要诚实吗？
Don't we always say that we have to be just as a person?
我们不是说我们需要行义吗？
Don't we have to be righteous?
那为什么这样的一个坏人居然还会得到主人的称赞呢？
But why is this unjust person, this bad person, can be praised by the Lord?
所以我们今天晚上就把这一段的记载重新再把它整理思考一下。
So tonight, let us reorganize this parable.
这个管家他的问题是什么？
What is the problem of this steward?
为什么一个管家会被称为不义？
Why is this steward being called unjust?
而且他到最后失去了他的工作。
And at the very end, he lost his job.
我们在这里看到说，这个管家他有两个问题呀。
And here we can see that the steward has two problems.
第一个问题是在第一节。
The first one is recorded in verse 1.
他说，有人向他主人 告他说他滥用主人的财物。
In verse 1, it says that a certain man was accused the steward of wasting his goods.
所以主人就叫他来说，我已经知道，我查出来了，你如何浪费我的东西。
So the master called him and told him that I already know how you wasted my goods.
所以你不用再做我的管家了，你要被赶离开这个家庭。
So you no longer have this role, you are to depart from my house.
所以今天我们都是神家的管家。
And today, all of us are stewards to the house of God.
但是在这里却告诉我们说，如果不小心，管家是可以被赶出去的。
And here it tells us if we are not careful, we can also be cast out of this job.
为什么管家会被赶出去？
And why, can a steward be let go or asked to leave?
其实就是一个浪费而已啊。
Because of this wastefulness.
浪费主人的东西。
Because he wasted the master's goods.
乱用主人的东西。
Or he misused the master's goods.
结果就是要被赶离出这个家，要失去管家的尊荣身份。
And as a result, he has to be cast out and lose this role as a steward.
所以我们今天要小心啊。
Therefore, today we must be careful.
神所赐给我们的许多。
The many that God has entrusted to us.
不管是我们在生活上所拥有的资源。
Regardless whether it's the resources that we have in our daily lives.
或者是神所赐给我们每个人的恩赐。
Or the talent that God has given each one of us.
这些都是主人所托付给我们的财物啊。
All these were entrusted by the master.
你手上有的资源，还有你所拥有的时间。
The resources that you have, as well as the time that you have,
你得到的恩赐，神赐给你的能力。
The talent that is given to you, as well as the gift that were given to you by God.
他说，如果我们没有好好的善用在对的事上，而把它随便的浪费掉，那就会失去这个管家的身份。
And if we take all that into consideration and we waste those, or we don't put that into the right place, then we will be cast out as well.
因为浪费是神所不喜悦的。
Because wasting, being wasteful, is something that God does not like.
但是我们今天所身处的环境是一个非常浪费的国家。
But yet, the environment that we live in is a very wasteful country.
所以我们对身旁的资源其实不太珍惜。
Therefore, oftentimes we do not treasure the resources that are around us.
我们觉得没有什么啊。
We don't feel like there is anything to it.
但是浪费其实是神所不喜悦的事。
But being wasteful is something that is disliked by God.
我们都知道主耶稣行过一个神迹。
We all know that Jesus performed such a miracle.
就是用五个饼、两条鱼来喂饱了五千个男丁。
And that is, he used five loaves of bread and two fish. To feed 5,000 men.
但是圣经说大家都已经吃饱了。
And the Bible records that everyone was filled.
主耶稣没有说好啦，吃饱就好啦，吃饱了就回家啊。
Jesus did not say, everybody's filled, now you are free to go home.
主耶稣说啊，把那个掉到地上的零碎把它全部捡一捡啊。
Lord Jesus asked him to pick up all the pieces that were left on the ground.
你会觉得说我捡那个干嘛？我又不饿，我吃饱了。
One may think, why should I pick those up? I am already full. I don't need them.
但是主耶稣不喜欢人浪费啊。
But Lord Jesus do not like men to be wasteful.
你吃得下，你尽管吃，神的恩典够你用。
If you're able to take in more, go ahead. Eat more because God's grace is abundant for you.
你吃饱了，不要浪费这些剩下的，把它捡起来，收集起来。
But if you're filled, don't be wasteful. Pick up all the pieces, so gather them up.
收一收，圣经说就捡了十二个筐子啊。
And the Bible records that after they gathered them, they were able to collect 12 baskets.
所以我们如果再看回来路加福音的第十六章。
Therefore, if we turn back to Luke chapter 16,
我们看第十九节。
Let us jump to verse 19.
路加福音的十六章的十九节。
The book of Luke chapter 16 verse 19.
啊，这里又是另外一个比喻啊。
This is yet another parable.
啊，这里讲说有一个财主穿着紫色袍和细麻布衣裳，天天奢华宴乐，又有一个讨饭的名叫拉撒路，浑身生疮，被放在财主的门口。我们看第二十二节啊。
And let's jump to verse 22.
二十二节说，那讨饭的死了，被天使带去，放在亚伯拉罕的怀里。财主也死了，并且埋葬。第二十三
，23.
他在阴间受痛苦，举目远远的望见亚伯拉罕，又望见拉撒路在他怀里。这个是我们非常熟悉财主跟拉撒路的故事。
This is another parable that we're very familiar. It is the story of the rich man and Lazarus.
我们都知道财主在地狱里受苦，拉撒路回到亚伯拉罕的怀抱。
We all know that the rich man after he died, went to Hades, and Lazarus after he died went to the bosoms of Abraham.
但是为什么财主会下阴间？
Therefore, why did the rich man have to go to Hades?
有人说啊，因为财主没爱心呐。
Yeah, some people say that it's because the rich man had no love.
你确定吗？
Are you sure?
你想想看哦。
Think about this.
你是一个大财主哦。
Think if you're the rich man.
然后你啊，这个正在吃饭，满桌的好料。
And you are enjoying a meal with a table full of good food.
啊，你正准备要享受这个美食的时候。
Yeah, when you're about to enjoy this beautiful food.
哎，突然发觉你的桌子底下有一个浑身生疮的乞丐在那里爬来爬去。
And you notice that underneath your table there is the beggar full of sores, and he is climbing back and forth.
我们不要讲财主啦。
Let us not talk about being a rich man.
今天在我们家，我们都受不了啦。
Even if it's today at our house, we would not tolerate.
哦，你如果去外面吃饭，坐在餐厅，你旁边呐，你不要说一个人呐，一只拉力狗你就受不了啦，你就跑掉啦。
If we are outside having a meal, let's not talk about being a human being. Even a stray dog may disturb us.
啊，马上把那个旅馆的餐馆的那个老板叫出来，你这里是怎么回事啊？这么脏。
Immediately, you may call the owner of the restaurant and say, "What's going on? This is unsanitary."
财主在吃饭，他的桌下有一个浑身发臭、生疮的乞丐，他都没有把他赶走哦。
The rich man has a meal full of good food. And yet, underneath his table was a beggar, full of sores, going up and down. He did not cast him out.
你再想一想，到底谁比较有爱心？
Then now let's think about this. Who has more love?
你会不把他赶走吗？
Would you also cast him out?
你可能不把他赶走，你不走，我走可以吧？我换一桌啊。
If you may think if you don't go, then I can change tables.
所以啊，很容易的这说啊，因为财主没爱心，所以他下地狱，其实不是这么简单的事情啊。
So it's very easy to jump into conclusion that the rich man did not have love, therefore he went to Hades. Sometimes it's not that easy.
其实财主下地狱只有两个原因。
But yet the rich man went to Hades for two reasons.
第一个叫做麻木，没有感觉。
The first one is because he did not have any sense.
第二个叫做浪费，把所有的全部用在自己身上。
And the second one is wastefulness. He put all that he had onto himself.
他看到可怜人，他心中不会感到难过。
When he saw somebody that is in need, he's numb. He did not feel anything.
他手里有能力帮助，他却完全没有想到要运用。
He had resources right at his fingertips, but yet he did not think of using them.
这里讲说他天天奢华宴乐哦。
And here it says that the rich man lived very, very well every day.
如果偶尔吃一顿好的，这个没有什么问题呀。
But if Once in a while you have a good meal, then there is no problem with it.
啊，我们手上如果有点钱，对自己对家人好一点，不是什么问题的。
If we have some resources in our hands and we treat our own family as well as ourselves well, there is no problem with that.
但是在这里出了一个天天奢华宴乐。
But in here it records that he lives sumptuously every day.
这个就叫做浪费。
And this is wastefulness.
所以因为他没有怜悯的心，就是心中没有感觉啊，没有怜悯啊。
But because he is unable to feel anything, his heart was numb. That
然后滥用浪费神所赐给他的一切。
And he was wasting all that God gave him.
在神眼中这就是罪啦。
And in the eyes of God, this is sin.
就是这样子，他就下地狱啦。
And just like that, he went to Hades.
因为这里面没有记载，财主的财富也不是偷，也不是抢，他的财富来源是没有问题的。
In the Bible, it did not record the source of this rich man's income. It was not stolen or anything. It was legit.
但是啊，浪费你就会失去神的祝福啊。
But being wasteful, we can lose God's blessing.
所以我们看到这个管家就是因为浪费而失去了自己的身份。
So we can see from here that the steward, because of wastefulness, he lost his role.
所以在我们的生活当中，物质上面不要浪费，时间上面不要浪费，恩赐上面更不要浪费。
So in our lives, let us not waste the resources that are given to us, the talent that are given to us, as well as the time that are given to us.
因为浪费太多了，最后就不能做管家了。
Because if we waste too much, then we will lose our stewardness.
接下来呢，当这个管家发现他要被赶走啊。
And then when the steward realizes that he was about to get cast out.
我们在这里看到他的第二个问题哦。
We see his second problem.
他说他把欠他主人的债的人都叫来了。
He asked all those that owes his master money and over.
然后呢跟对方合作来做假账，来欺骗他的主人啊。
And he cooperated with his master's debtors to come up with a fake ledger.
趁着他还是管家的时候。
While he was still steward.
手上还有一点权力的时候。
While he still had some authority in his hands.
赶快啊，改那些账本啊，把欠的东西变少。
Now he quickly changed the numbers so that they owe less.
就是在主人的，就是让主人来损失，来达到自己的好处啊。
So the purpose of this is so that the master will suffer loss in benefit of himself.
对啊，反正他就马上不能做管家啦。
Well, one can think he will very quickly lose his stewardship.
没有关系啊，反正损失的是损失主人啊。
It's okay. One may think the loss is on the master.
所以做人情我来做，赔钱让主人去赔啊。
Therefore, relationship I will gain, the loss let the master bear with it.
这是他的第二个问题啊。
This is his second problem.
今天我们在教会里面担负事工。
Today, at church, we have our own duties.
所以信徒相信我们，教会赋予我们一些权柄跟责任。
Therefore, the members trust us, and the church also gives us some duties.
但是我们千万不能把这些神所赋予的权柄拿来达到个人的好处，占人的便宜啊。
Therefore, we must remind ourselves that we should not take this authority that's given to us and work towards our own benefit.
跟你关系比较好的。
Just like if there is another person that has a better relationship with you.
没问题，没问题。你的小孩哦，来，我让他做宗教教育教员啊。
And you say to him, "It's okay, it's okay. Your son, I'll make him an RE teacher."
虽然他都没有怎么来教会啊，没有关系啦，我来想办法，我帮你搞定。
Or you tell your friend, although you don't come to church very often, it's okay. I'll make something happen.
拿神的教会变成你个人来交换利益的方法。
We have to be careful not to take a church into a platform where we can exchange benefits.
所以你帮他搞定，你在神面前你就死定了。
Therefore, if you give benefits to one person, then you are asking for trouble in front of God.
因为你会被赶出去啊。
Because you will be cast out of the house of God.
这就是这个管家所做的事情啊。
And this is what the steward did.
滥用手上赋予的权柄来得到个人的一些利益跟好处。
He misused the authority that he has in hand in exchange for his personal benefit.
让教会损失没有关系，反正我个人有好处就可以了。
It's okay to let the church bear the losses and consequences as long as I personally gain some benefits.
打着教会或信徒的名义来得到个人的一些利益。
To use the church. This platform to gain personal benefit.
到最后就是要失去名分，被赶出家里啊。
And at the end, this person will lose the role, the title, and be cast out.
所以我们看到啊，这个管家是一个非常糟糕的一个人啊。
Therefore, we can see that this steward is a very bad person.
但是这样的一个坏人为什么会得到称赞呢？
But yet, such a person, why would the master commend him?
我们看回来路加福音的第十六章。
Let us turn back to Luke chapter 16.
十六章的第八节。
Chapter 16, verse 8.
第八节。
Verse 8.
主人就夸奖这不义的管家做事聪明，因为今世之子在世事之上较比光明之子更加聪明。第九节。
Verse 9.
我又告诉你们，要借着这不义的钱财结交朋友，到了钱财无用的时候，他们可以接你们到永存的帐幕里去啊！在这里告诉我们说，为什么主人会称赞他。
And here it tells us why did the master commend him?
主人称赞他不是因为他很浪费或者是他很狡猾。
The master commended him not because he was wasteful or he dealt shrewdly.
在这里说，主人称赞他因为他做事聪明啊。
The master commended him because he acted wisely.
他到底哪里做事聪明了？
And where did he acted intelligently?
在这里我们看到他为了自己的将来想了很多啊。
And here we see that he thought a lot into his own future.
他已经想到说我被赶出去以后怎么办。
He already planned and thought about what's going to happen when he is cast out.
他说锄地呢无力，讨饭呢怕羞。
And it records that he cannot dig and he is ashamed to beg.
所以啊，他已经知道，他已经考虑在思考将来怎么办了。
He has already considered and thought about his future.
而且不但他思考未来，而且他想要找到解决的方案。
He not only thought about the future, but he also tried to think about a solution.
因为这样子，所以他在为未来做了很多的安排跟准备。
And because of the future, his future, therefore he made lots of arrangement and preparation.
他趁着手上还有权力的时候，来改了这些账，来达到自己的好处。
While he still had authority in his hands, he went and did many works such as change the ledger.
所以啊，很多人欠了他的人情。
Therefore, a lot of people owe him this relationship.
当他被赶出去以后啊，这些欠他人情的就要来还人情啦，就要接到家里给他吃饭啦，给他生活啦。
Therefore, these people, because they owe him, they will feel obliged to welcome them into their homes or treat him for a meal.
所以啊，主人到底在称赞他什么？
So what was the master commending him?
主人在称赞他懂得未雨绸缪，懂得为未来做思考、做安排、做准备啊。
He was commending him that he is able to plan for his own future.
很多人今天我们活在世上，我们都没有想到这些。
A lot of us that are living in this world today, we have not thought about it.
有的人是一天过一天，过了就算了。
Some people live day by day, and once it's gone, it's gone.
有的人想比较远，只有想到退休以后要怎么生活。
Some people think a little farther, and they think about what are they going to do after they retire.
所以啊，要做投资，要做准备，有退休基金，有账号，有很多这种各种不同的方法。
Therefore, there are preparations such as 401k or investment for the future.
但是想的还是不够远啊。
But yet they did not think too far.
因为到最后，我们什么都安排了，什么都想了，就是没有想到说我们死了以后怎么办啊。
Because after we plan all the future that we can see, we have not planned what's going to happen after we die.
所以很多人今天没有在思考未来。
So many people do not think about the future.
有的人思考了未来，却没有思考永生。
Some people think about the future, but yet not about the everlasting life.
因为想得不够远，所以人生的方向跟选择就不一样。
Because one has not thought far enough, therefore the decision-making process are a little different.
好像在路加福音第十二章那个财主无知财主的比喻一样啊。
Just like the parable mentioned in Luke chapter 12.
这里啊，这个无知的财主也有思考哦。
The parable of the rich fool also thought about it.
他说啊，哎呀，我将来的日子要怎么办呢？
He said, "Oh, what am I going to do with my future life?"
我要盖一个大的谷仓，里面充满了我各样的收成。
I am going to build a big barn there, store all my goods.
然后告诉我的灵魂说，灵魂啊，你只管吃喝快乐吧。
And tell my soul, that all you have to do is eat, drink, and be merry.
因为我为你预备了许多的财物。
Because I have prepared lots of resources.
结果神怎么对他说？
And what did God tell him?
神说，无知的人啊，我今天就要你的灵魂啊。
God told him, you rich person, today I want your soul.
他说，你所预备这一切要给谁呢？
Who's going to inherit all the treasure that you have laid up for yourself?
所以我们看到有几种不一样的人啊。
Therefore, we see there a few different type of person.
有的人根本没有为未来做思考做打算。
Some people do not even think about the future.
这种是没有思想的，没有思考的人啊。
And these type of person are people who don't have thoughts.
有的人会计划，但是只为了活着的时候做准备。
Some prepare, but they only prepare while they're alive.
神说这个叫做无知的人啊。
And God called these fools.
但是呢，当我们今天能够想得更远
，But if today we're able to think farther.
不只在今生做安排，还为来世做准备。
Not only to prepare for this life, but also for our everlasting life.
不只想到现在，更想到永恒。
Not just thinking about the present, but also about the everlasting.
那你就是一个聪明有智慧的人啊。
If you can do that, then you are a wise man.
所以在第九节，路加福音的十六章第九节。
Therefore, in Luke chapter 16, verse 9,
他说，我又告诉你们，要借着这不义的钱财结交朋友，到了钱财无用的时候，他们可以接你们到永存的帐幕去啊。在这里啊，告诉我们哦。
In verse 9, it tells us.
他说啊，什么叫做聪明的人？什么叫做为未来做准备？
In verse 9, it tells us what is a wise person. What does it mean to prepare for the future?
就是把这个无用的、不义的、属世的钱财转换成为永恒的价值。
And that is to take this unrighteous mammoth, this unclean money to and convert it into one that has everlasting value.
因为在神的眼中，这个世界上的财物是没有任何意义的。
Because in the eyes of God, all these money has no meaning.
你说你是全世界最有钱的人，在神眼中没有意义啊，一把火全部烧掉掉啊。
If you tell God that you are the richest man in the world, there is no significance because all that can be gone overnight.
不是，他不是说到最后那个到最后世界毁灭的时候，火一出来全部都烧掉，凡有物质、凡有形质的全部烧掉啊。
At the end days, When everything is burned up by fire, anything that has shape will be burnt.
所以我们所拥有的，不管是我们的房地产啊，一些有我们的任何的物质上的财产，到最后都没有任何的意义跟价值。
Therefore, at the end, anything that we have obtained, such as a real estate or anything tangible, is meaningless.
就讲一个最简单的好了。
We can talk about a very simple concept.
如果你知道耶稣明天要来了，
If we know that Jesus is coming tomorrow,
谁还要去买房子啊？
Who is going to go and buy a house?
谁还要去努力上班赚钱 付那个房子的贷款啊？
Who is going to go to their job and try to make money to pay for mortgage?
你知道这一些明天都要毁灭了，你还为他努力打拼赚钱来付房贷做什么？
If you know for certain that all this will disappear tomorrow, why labor today?
因为它没有任何的价值。
Because they do not hold any value.
它叫做不义的钱财啊。
And we can call that unrighteous mammon.
因为它是属世界的。
Because this belongs to the world.
但是这个属世界的，主耶稣讲说，属世界的可以变成不一样啊，变成鸡，使你最后接你到天上的关键啊。
But yet, Lord Jesus said that although this thing that belongs to the world, you can exchange it for everlasting value, and this becomes key to going into the kingdom of God.
怎么做？
So how do we do this?
这里说用不义的钱财结交朋友，到了钱财无用的时候，就可以接你到永存的帐幕哦。
And the Bible it says.Make friends for yourself by unrighteous mammon, that when you fail, they may receive you into an everlasting home.
所以我们到底要怎么样做才能够使这个不义的钱财最后接我们到永恒的帐幕里面？
So what should we do so that this unrighteous mammon can at the end help us get into our everlasting home?
其实很简单，而且我们很多信徒都有在做。
And this is very easy, and a lot of the members are doing it.
你把你所赚到的钱奉献到教会里面，转成教会宣道的资源，这就是从属世的钱财能够变成通往永恒天家的楼梯呀。
If you take this unrighteous mammon and give tithe into the church, it becomes the church's resources.So that we have more resources to spread the gospel of God. This is in turn translating into the key of us getting into heaven.
因为教会就是用你所奉献的钱财来做福音茶会，来做布道会，来做各样的圣工。
Because the church utilizes the tithe that you contribute.To hold gospel tea fellowships, evangelical services.
你有不义的钱财，你用不义的钱财买了一台车子。
If you use unrighteous mammon to purchase a car.
但是你的重点不是我要买最贵最炫的车子，你要买的是能够方便接送帮助圣工、接送慕道朋友帮助圣工的车子。
But when you purchase a car, your motive is not to buy the most expensive car, but a vehicle that is going to be able to utilize the church to bring back and forth truth seekers.
那这个不义钱财就会带你到永恒的帐幕里去啊。
And this unrighteous mammon will be able to take you into this everlasting home.
你有房子，主耶稣赐福给你，你有了自己的地方。
And if you have money and the Lord has graced you with a home to stay.
但是你可以用你的房子来做家庭聚会的场所，有时候成为家庭布道的地方，要不然邀请你的朋友到你家吃饭，然后找机会跟他们介绍耶稣，这就是不义的钱财带你到永恒的帐幕啊。
And this home that you have bought, if you utilize it so that there is a family service in there, or if you use it as an opportunity to invite friends over and in the right time to preach to this friend, then you are using this unrighteous mammon into exchanging for everlasting home.
所以如果你永远都只在乎你自己，
So if you always think about yourself,
那不义的钱财永远都是不义的钱财啊。
That unrighteous money is always going to be unrighteous.
啊，但是你如果能够善用神所给你的机会。
But if we are able to optimize, use this the chances that are given by God righteously.
啊，这不义的钱财却能够引你直到永生。
Yet, this unrighteous mammon will be able to guide you to the everlasting life.
好，所以这里是在这一段当中，主耶稣给我们的提醒。
And therefore, this is a reminder that Lord Jesus has given us.
啊，为什么会称赞这个不义的管家
？And reminded us why the master commended this unjust steward.
啊，因为他会为未来做打算。
Because the steward is able to plan. For his future.
啊，但是虽然称赞了这个不义的管家
，But yet, although the master commended the unjust steward,
却不会认同这个管家的行为哦，这是不一样的哦。
But yet he did not agree with how this unjust steward acted.
主耶稣是称赞他懂得为未来做打算。
Lord Jesus, commended him that he is able to plan for his future.
但是圣经当中仍然称他是一个不义的人啊。
But the Bible still records him as the unjust steward.
啊，所以如果你看，我们看回来路加福音的第六章。
If we turn back to Luke chapter 16,
第十节啊
，verse 10.
所以到第十节以下是对这个管家的判决啊。
From verse 10, this is the verdict that is given to this steward.
叫做人在最小的事上忠心，在大事上也忠心，在最小的事上不义，在大事上也不义。倘若你们把
verse 11,
倘若你们在不义的钱财上不忠心，谁还把那真实的钱财托付给你们呢？倘若你们在别人东西上不忠心，谁还把你们的东西给你们呢？所以到最后，主耶稣还是给这个不义的管家下了一个判断。
And at the end, Lord Jesus still gave this unjust steward a verdict.
啊，是的，你要学他哦，要为未来打算哦，要想办法哦，安排哦。
And yes, you have to learn from this unjust steward to plan for the future. And to utilize your resources properly.
但是最后主耶稣说，在最小的事上不义，在大事上也不义啊。
But at the end, the Lord Jesus said, if one is faithful to very little, he's also faithful to very much.
啊，所以啊，保罗告诉我们。
Therefore, Paul tells us.
啊，保罗说啊，所求于管家的是什么呢？
Paul says, what do we ask from a steward?
我们来看一下哥林多后书啊。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians, the book of 2 Corinthians.
哥林多前书，前书。
Excuse me, 1 Corinthians.
我们看哥林多前书的，怎么进来？所求于管家。第四章哦。
1 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多前书的第四章第一节。
First Corinthians chapter 4 verse 1.
他说：“人以我们为基督的执事，为神奥秘事的管家。”第二节。
Verse 2.
所求于管家的是要他有忠心呐。所以到最后，对管家，对你我来讲，只有一个要求。
And at the end, to stewards, a basic requirement to you and I.
啊，就是在侍奉的事上要忠心，不要浪费。
And that basic requirement is in our servitude, we do not be wasteful and be faithful.
啊，在运用我们所得到的权力的权柄的时候，要用心，而不要有私心呐。
It is to act accordingly when we have the authority from church and not think about our own benefits.
啊，因为虽然主耶稣称赞了这个不义的管家，他很聪明。
Although Lord Jesus, the master commended this unjust steward that he is very smart.
但是最后给他贴上的还是他是一个不义的人呐。
But yet at the very end, he still labeled him as an unjust.
啊，所以我们要学他懂得为未来做打算。
So we need to learn from him that we need to plan for the future.
却不要学他浪费而最后失去了我们尊荣的身份。
But let us not learn from him to be wasteful and at the end lose our role.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
156首。
156.